What's up, Big V Podcast? It is Ted West here. To my right, Greg Jeffers. How are you, Greg?
Good afternoon, Ted. It's a good day. It's been a big week last week for Big V and another big weekend ahead.
Yeah, it has been. A lot to talk about here, and we'll try and pack it as much as possible because it has been a little bit since our grand finals for championship men and women over at Dandenong Stadium. They were a hot topic, and they're something we definitely need to talk about.
The two great games, two great crowds. Can I just, before we go on, I'm shocked by the number of people listening to us. Suddenly there's people that I haven't said hello to before that I'm getting conversations with. It is a fantastic thing.
Me too.
Really good. Sorry. So shout out to the people that have come and said hello, and we've had a bit of a chat. It's been good. Can I guess for yourself and Matt Royal, what was put together for Saturday night? I know 2 years prior, championship men, championship women, it was competing against each other. 2 years prior, one game in Sunbury, one game in Wyndham, a couple of hundred people at both.
Yeah.
And as great as that is, it doesn't compare to what we saw last Saturday night at Dandenong. Almost 700 people in for the Big V Championship women's game between Wyndham and Bulleen is a terrific result and a step up from what we saw with, I think, about 300 at Nutterwadding Stadium last year, and that's a rough number off the top of my head. And then to have the men's game come in and have over 1,200 people for that matchup and that epic encounter between Wyndham and McKinnon after having, I think it was about 500 people, 550 thereabouts at Nutterwadding Stadium. We've taken the league has taken a significant shift forward, and I want to congratulate and thank the associations because we're very lucky in our job. We get to do this stuff. We get to create and play and try to prepare our sport in the best way we can for the associations and those that play. But the associations do the groundwork, and it's because of the work of the players and the coaches and the volunteers and the work behind the scenes of the associations that we get those crowds occurring. And there's no going backwards. Absolutely no going backwards. We've taken some big steps forward in Big V Championship competition. I look forward to what lay ahead in 2025. But the games themselves, Ted.
The games themselves. Terrific. Absolutely. Championship women, Bulleen versus Wyndham. This was the third year we would see these guys match up against each other. We had Bulleen get the win last year over Wyndham, which was actually in overtime.
Yep.
It was an insane epic finish, and we were that close to it this year again. We didn't see it. I probably would have liked to have seen it, even though it would have pushed our men's game even later than what it already was, and we'll get to that later.
Get to that in a second.
But 48-50 final score. Wyndham got the win. Congratulations to Wyndham. Commiserations to Bulleen. But this was, I mean, there's a bit to unpack here, Greg, because this probably wasn't our typical championship women game or grand final for that matter that we probably expected.
I'm going to guess it was the lowest scoring match for the Big V Championship season.
You might be
combined
right there.
Score, I think that would have had to be in the lowest. And
Yeah,
look, in terms of we would have loved to have seen shooting percentages be higher, but we knew Bulleen was going to look to lock down, and records suggest in past games they're going to lock down Wyndham, and they certainly helped do that. But I think it's a dour struggle is the way that it could be put, and that last quarter was just a quarter of attrition, really, as the two teams fought back and forth without getting a whole lot of ascendancy at the offensive end. 6-4 final quarter isn't something you normally see in a championship game. And I know, I have no doubt both sides would have loved to get more points on the board, but all we want is a good competitive match, and that's exactly what we got.
100%. And look, I'll give a shout out to Mason Rogers, the head coach of the Bulleen Boomers. He's probably the most pro participation coach I've ever seen in my life. The other team will score, whether it was a perfect execution or not, he'd still applaud him for absolutely no reason. It's not your team. That wasn't your player that scored, but you're still, for some reason, clapping and cheering in your beautiful suit. But this was definitely difficult to sort of see at times with as you said, the shooting percentages, it didn't fall and everything else. But I think, to be honest, the game sort of flowed as it did, in the sense that the shots that were taken were shots that both teams would have taken in any other game of the season.
Yeah.
And they just didn't happen to fall. Whether that was the different sort of style of game, but it being a grand final, it being a different venue with higher stakes and
much bigger crowd
and all that kind of stuff with different sort of things being put in place. I don't know if I'm not giving them a bailout because I don't think that's reasonable. You know, but
yeah, look, they're two very good sides. They're clearly they're deserving teams to be in the final. It's their third time there. It's just the way the game went. And to be honest, I hadn't really knew it was low scoring, but it's not as if I thought, geez, this is awful to watch. It was a good game. Yeah. It was a good battle all the way through. I do want to... There's something to... Caitlin Van Ness, I think she's 19 years old.
Mm.
And the way she carried herself, I don't mind a little bit of... I don't mind the female players having a bit of confidence and... I've got to be careful how I say this because it's not disrespectful. But she played with some authority and she'd get a shot block and she knew it and she owns it. And I love it. I love a little bit of that swagger and a little bit of self-confidence. So,
well, she'd make sure that everyone in attendance knew about it too.
100%. And I love it. I hadn't seen as much of that from Caitlin in recent times, but I thought it was absolutely fantastic in the grand final the way she owned it. But Amanda Pascal for Wyndham, 23 points. She was outstanding. She ended up almost half the score for Wyndham on the night.
Yeah.
When we're talking about maybe shots didn't go as they normally would, there was Amanda, 7 of 15 from the field. Probably not three-point line as high as she would normally like, but she certainly shouldered the offensive load for Wyndham throughout the night.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about those two and you talk about their scoring load, even Caitlin Van Ness shot 70% for the game herself.
Yeah.
And it being a 48-50 score line at end of regulation, those two players both went on insane runs.
Yeah.
And when I give you the number, in any other game, it probably wouldn't be as big of a shout-out. But... they both, I'm pretty sure this is right. They're both in double figures. Both of them went on a 12-point tear individually during this game. And if you put that into perspective of a 48-50 score line,
it's incredible, isn't it?
Caitlin scored 12 points in a row herself, and so did Pascal. So if you put that in the context of this score line,
I like that. I like that.
That is so impactful in a game like this. And it is incredible that they're able to do that in a game like this, of the defensive intensity, the fact that, I don't know, there was invisible glad wrap on top of the rim in many occasions that someone just decided to take on and off when they wanted to. But, no, I think that was an amazing thing to see, an amazing thing to look at going through the play-by-play, and that those two deserve some massive recognition for the games that they played.
Completely agree. And, of course, within the trilogy that was Wyndham v Bulleen, Wyndham come out on top 2-1.
Yep.
That was Jared's last game with Wyndham. So, in terms of the coaching capacity, Mason v Jared, that won't return for 2025. Yep. But no doubt Wyndham will take stock and reload and have another crack in 2025. It is, of course, their third title since 2019. And when you take 21 and 22 out of the equation, we don't mention those words anymore. But that's a pretty impressive little run.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were at the game or if you heard the live stream when we did the presentations, you could hear in their speeches of how much respect the two of them have for each other. They spent some genuine time in their speeches to congratulate each other and discuss the sort of... It's not even a rivalry. It's sort of this bizarre friendship that you create within the sport.
I think you're right. Some great mutual respect there. Some great photos taken by the photographers on the night of the pregame. With no one else in the stands behind them. And there was the two of them discussing the game ahead and how it's gone. So
absolutely.
I've given them both a shout out before and I want to do it again. Champ Women is the one that needed a lot of assistance in terms of the standard.
Mm.
It had been... the heart had been ripped out of it in many respects 5, 6, 7 years ago. And these two have been very, very strong in wanting the standard to come up. And they've been the biggest advocates for it. And it's easy to say that when they've been winning, but they've been the advocates for it and they've set the bar. And as I just spoke to Jared about this morning, to now see we've touched again on the in recent times, but to see Bellarine, Pakenham, Sherbrooke all moving up the ranks, I think we've got a lot to thank for the Wyndham and Bulleen crews for what they've done in the last 3 years to see that be the way.
Yeah.
Great to note, I think you mentioned that we're already starting to see some signings for the 2025 season.
We are.
I don't want to touch on them because I don't know what's announced and what's not formalised. You probably have a better handle on that. But the fact that already Big V Champ Women's is making announcements now is a terrific sign of exactly where the competition is.
Yeah.
And it's very different from what we've seen in recent in the past. So congratulations across the board. Wyndham, Bulleen, awesome. Competing associations, I've loved the work. And onwards and upwards for 25 and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we'll move to championship men. This was, again, an absolute thriller of a game. And before we even get to the game, I do want to touch on some just bizarre things that occurred in between the presentations of champ women and the championship men.
Yeah, give us a roundup. What happened here?
Well, the...
I was up at the function upstairs.
You were up in the function upstairs.
To be honest, we were up there looking after the guests from the different championship clubs upstairs, and all we knew is the game was running late.
I'll put it plain and simple because this isn't what the podcast is about. As much as I'd like to do a special on this, just a basketball net, I reckon we could talk about it for 15, 20 minutes. I reckon that'd be a great podcast. But... No, we had a net and it just wouldn't go on the rim. And I'm not gonna say who tried because I'm not throwing people under the bus.
There was a lot of basketball experts involved in this.
A lot of people tried.
Saga.
A lot of people tried. And I will give massive thanks and a massive shout out to the Wyndham team manager who got up on the ladder, and I'm pretty sure did the final touches of this.
Can we just clarify this? We had BV's finest in attendance, the leagues and comps team all there in numbers, many of which have operated in association land before.
You talk about me.
We had Danny. Yeah, you're involved in that. We have Danny Nong Stadium Management there, and you're telling me the team manager of a competing team said, "Step aside, I'll get this done."
Yeah,
fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, he was more eager to get the game going. I was more excited to just, be there in the first place.
Not good.
But no, we got it to work. It's probably as frustrated as some of the Wyndham players got that they didn't genuinely get the warm up that they probably wanted and everything else. But I mean,
it got there. We got it done. The game got underway.
And they won
in the end.
And they won. So you're welcome, Wyndham.
No, yeah. Thank you for the explanation on that one. In terms of the game itself, and you're more across all this than I am, but I do want to highlight, we're sitting there at stages thinking this game, I know midway through that fourth quarter, we're starting to prepare the labels to go on the trophies.
We were. Yeah, we have.
Thinking the game is done. This is a bit of a disappointing end. We're going to see a double-figure finish. This is a little bit of an anticlimactic end to our Big V Championship season with a monster crowd. And then Wyndham just went, no. 16 down they were.
Yeah.
74-58. They were down with 7 minutes 39 remaining.
Look, I will say this as well, in amongst all of that, when we were organising the plates to put on the trophies, we have two plates for the championship trophy itself that we get given. And then this year we got given just a generic MVP trophy without a name on it. And then we got the opportunity to have three players from each team have their own plaque with their own name on it. And it was us in the office that chose those three names of who we thought from each team would be a chance of being the MVP. And we had them sort of there lined up. And we had an idea of who it was going to be. And we didn't, to be honest, I don't even think we had Wyndham's out of the bag at one point. Because we generally did think that it was just going
to
be...
7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I think most people would probably agree.
You can't blame you for it, Greg, can you?
You can't. You can't.
And look, they did amazing. McKinnon were They were so good. Adam Anderson was dominant in his 40 minutes of gameplay. Mitch Barry was instrumental in the way he plays, the way he carries himself, the leadership he has on court. Steve Wooten was fantastic. He went 0-7 from the 3-point line, which I think affected the game a lot and just sort of how plays went of they got transition buckets off some long misses and everything like that. But look, they were right there, and I honestly think that Wyndham just had that extra gear when they needed it, and McKinnon just didn't have the answer.
Herbert, Manassas came up big, didn't they?
Herbert's 12 points were all threes, and they were probably the four biggest threes in the game. Four of the five.
Just, and then that off balance
double pump. It was a double pump.
And a 1990s double pump 3-point shot.
Miles, if you're listening, you can't say you shot that straight away.
You
double pumped.
I heard a rumor that Miles Thomas on arrival early days down at Wyndham. What are we doing this rubbish competitive shooting stuff for? Why am I doing this? I can shoot a catch and shoot. What am I doing this for? And then evidence, it was quite funny to watch the coach, Lucas Allen, make sure he posted some footage of some of the stuff they'd practiced early days and replicating the exact shot.
Just volume shooting, was it?
Volume competitive shooting. But there it was, the drill that had been done at training replicated with that match-winning shot.
Trust your coach, kids.
Trust.
Listen to your coach.
We've said it before, but McKinnon, Adam Walsh, defending champions, fair change to the crew, got them back to the big game after things looked a bit shaky early on in the season. Congratulations. It's been a terrific 2024 season, looking to defend the title. But Lucas Allen, after winning the 2022 championship, getting back to win this year again. An outstanding effort with a very strong group. And, brought in, I thought, a fair end, a deserving end to a very good season of Big V Championship men.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'll say it for the men as I said it for the women. The two respect that Lucas and Adam had for each other in their speeches was phenomenal. They're two very well-spoken people. I know when Adam went up to talk, he wasn't prepared and he didn't know what to say. And to be fair, it's very, very fair that probably he didn't want to say anything other than thank you, and he probably just wanted to get out of the stadium. But no, they both spoke very well. So massive congratulations to the two of them. And like Jared, Lucas has moved on from Wyndham to, I think, searching for coaching opportunities, or I'm actually not too sure. But
Yet to be announced.
There you go. Yet to be announced. But again, Wyndham are going to come back as strong as ever, as they have been for so many years. And McKinnon will be the exact same, I don't doubt, in how strong they will be, because they have this culture probably like no other team in Championship men or Big V itself, to be honest. I think they have an amazing culture that they bring in. And I think that does come back to a lot of the players that they have and the community that they have created in their training sessions and everything. So I think I've already mentioned him, but Mitch Barry will be a massive part of that. Kobe, who didn't play in that game, would have a big part of that. The young guys of McQueen and even like Zach Fuliger and Liam Booth, who played games here and there during the season, have a big part of that culture. So when they bring in imports, they do make sure that they're going to fit that culture and that lifestyle. So whether those imports come back, whether that team is the same or different, I think they're going to come back as strong and as better as ever.
Well, that's a very, very good wrap, I would suggest, Ted, of the Championship men scenario right now. It was interesting to see RMIT had a few crew there, eyes on it, looking ahead to their competition in 2025.
They did.
They're ready for their step up into Championship division.
Yeah.
I do want to make mention in the senior space, Big V and NBL 1 sides we're really keen to have entering into our 3x3 tournament in November. So that information is out there. Reach out to myself or Amy Vine or any member of the Leagues and Comps team. More than happy to make sure you get that information. You can enter in. Big opportunities lay ahead for individuals and clubs that get onto that early.
You're just hoping Shaq's hearing this right now.
Shaq's already got himself a trip overseas, with another group, which is fantastic. I think it's really good. But what I'd love to see is associations. I want to see some associations out of Victoria get over to international competitions. And what better way than having our big V teams winning these events and getting that opportunity? That's that to me is more attractive than putting together just a random group of people and off we go. So jump on board. It's essentially a free hit for people to give this a bit of a crack and see whether you like the 3x3 format, or if you've played it before elsewhere, it puts you in the box seat.
Guess suck into it. Absolutely. Speaking of awards, though, we do have our Big V Awards night this coming Saturday at the Timber Yard. This is a night that it is purely about the... Well, not purely, but it is mostly about the individual accolades of all of our 12 competitions with Youth League and Seniors, where we have, you know, Coach of the Years, Defensive Player of the Years, All-Star 5, MVPs. We have our Club of the Years, our Chairman Awards and the like. It's a fantastic event, and we can't wait to be a part of it if you are there. If you are not, be sure to keep an eye out on the Big V socials. They will be posted on the Saturday night as each is being presented. So if you're at home and watching the footy or something, or
just can you give a bit of a brief rundown before you and Matt cop all the grief for who gets selected and not selected? Can you just give us a very brief rundown on how the nominations are done and the winners are selected?
Oh, I can.
Doesn't
the
need
MC
to be big.
Well, the MC will reiterate this stuff as well. On the night, you have statistical award winners.
Yeah.
So they are your golden hands, your rebounder leader, and scoring leader.
And you have to have qualified for finals in order to win that, right?
75% of games you have to have played. And then when you get into our other awards, they go into a form. We have an annual awards form where, MVPs get voted on every single weekend. So coaches do a 3-2-1 vote.
Yep.
And that's where your MVP comes from. So the collated all of the coaches' votes on the entire season, that's your MVP.
Yep.
And then the top 20 of that list go into a form, and head coaches and captains then do a vote of who their All-Star 5 is. And the MVP is a part of that All-Star 5.
So it's voted on by the key people within the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensive player is very, very similar. If you are the head coach of your team, Greg, you nominate who you think is your best defender, as does everyone else in that competition that you play and coach in. And then again, head coaches and captains vote on who is the best. Coaches award, nice and simple. All the coaches are in it. Same form, head coaches and captains. So good. I'm happy you clarified that.
I think
that
it's
for
important
me.
We cover that because
absolutely.
Each year that becomes a little bit of conjecture, and I think it's important we cover that off.
100%. All the nominees are out on our Big V socials. So if you weren't sure if you were nominated, if you want to see who was nominated, be sure to jump on our Big V socials on Instagram and Facebook. They were all posted.
If you haven't got tickets for Saturday night, there's two things I want you to remember. One, you can follow all the award winners and the announcements live through the socials.
Yeah.
And two, we have another little event that if you failed to get your ticket, to the Big V Awards night.
Very nice segue here.
Thank you. Jump on over to the State Basketball Centre. Come on over. Doors will open at 4:30. We have, for the first time ever, the under-18s will be the Victorian Championship Grand Final will be a showpiece event. So in the same way that we've made the Big V Championship Series, Championship Games a big factor, the NBL 1, South Competition a big showcase, Champions Cup being its own showcase, the under-18s, VC Grand Final, Saturday night. Yes, it does compete. It does clash with the youth, with the Big V presentation night. We went through last week as to why that was the case. It's not something we deliberately do, but we were put between a rock and a hard place and we made the best of a bad situation. But, if you haven't got your tickets, we'd love you to come to the State Basketball Centre. $5 to come and watch two awesome games of basketball. And it'll also be made available online should you wish to watch it that way, which, of course, all the big V people at the Big V Awards, they'll be wanting to watch it online. And those not at the Big V Awards will be able to follow, go to the State Centre and keep a brief on what the awards are from Timberyard.
You can do it all.
You can do both.
You can do it all. I'm excited.
Just be somewhere.
Can you tell me for actually who's in that grand final? The four teams in that grand final.
I can tell you on the boys' side that we have...
I can tell you on the girls' side then.
Fantastic. On the boys' side, we have... No, get out of here, producer. Wrong. Maddie. Wrong competition.
Wrong.
Maddie's... Sorry, Maddie's just come in thinking she's being a helpful...
I picked up the wrong one.
Yeah, you picked up the wrong one. You gave us the...
I'll start. What time is the girls' game?
5:15 is the
5:15. Melbourne Tigers versus Nutterworth Inspectors.
Brilliantly done. And then in the boys' final, it is a clash of the southeast, Dandenong v Knox, which is, for me, this is a... We want to get a big crowd. I want nothing more than for an under group of under-18s. This is not about anything other than under-18s playing in front of a monster crowd. For many of them, it'll be their last ever VJBL game.
Yeah.
It's about a showcase event for them.
Well, four of the biggest associations that we have in the state.
Yeah.
And you have an abundance of HP, SDP talent in all four of those teams as well.
Between those four sides, within their respective clubs and arguably elsewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the youth comp. If they're not already in youth, Big V Champ, NBL 1, they're going to be next year.
Well, they're all NBL 1 affiliate associations as well. So if they're not already training players, then they probably will be training players as well.
So anyway, if you're not at the Big V Awards, get there Saturday night. State Basketball Centre will be a terrific night put together by Emma Hayes. Further than that, I do want to touch on, we are working with clubs right now as to how the under 20 structure looks next year as well. And that does affect a lot of our youth players. We're recognising after the last couple of decades, especially in more recent times, change is needed. And so that's currently what we're working through the final stages of with our clubs. So if you're eligible for under-20s in 2025, keep an ear to the ground for things that will change in that space.
Mm.
Which probably leads us into the Big V podcast itself. We have loved having people listening and tuning in, and I'm shocked in the last few weeks especially. People have come up and said g'day and they love having a listen. So I'm shocked, but thank you. We're going to head towards more of a league structure and a league setup, a bit of a more of a league update and becoming relevant depending on what the league is at the particular time. We look forward to sharing some big V news as yep. The announcements come out, being able to use this podcast to do that. We'll be able to keep you a brief of the CBL and a brief of other aspects that are evolving, changing or announcements to come. So yep. For me, that becomes important. It gives everyone an opportunity, another avenue, a platform to be able to hear what is going on in the competition space rather than just waiting for it second or third hand.
Yeah.
Out of club land via an email or a social media post.
Yeah, super exciting times because we know how much people listen to podcasts and in their car and everything. We know how much trouble this game creates for everyone. So it's super exciting time, Greg, and I can't wait to be... Am I a part of it?
You're a part of it.
Oh, thank
you're
God.
In it. Right. You're in it. We just might have some other special guests who don't come in, that's you know, right. Every week, but we have them from time to time give some updates. And there are some very nervous staff members at the prospect of doing that. But we look forward to bringing in some people from association yeah. land as well that play big roles in the relevant comps. But,
for sure.
You know, we look to our wonderful, I'm calling them producers because it makes it sound fancy, but to Brent and to Maddie, thank you for your awesome work in supporting this to this point and looking forward to growing further.
Absolutely. That'll be all for us on our Big V podcast. Keep it locked. We'll be right with you. As we know, basketball is not a senior seasonal sport. It is 24/7.
Been a pleasure, Ted. Thanks, everyone.
See you later.